I feel like he's a little too dreamboat for Reed Richards for
too
me.
Too attractive.
Yeah, I hope this doesn't get weird. But I'm telling you that Reed Richards is not the guy that all the ladies are chasing. And yeah. I have a feeling that Pedro Pascal, all of the interns that work for him would just be like, oh.
I think that one thing they did knock out of the park is the actual Fantastic Four cast. With the exception of Pedro Pascal, he's a great actor, but I am waiting for him to prove me wrong about this. I hope that he proves me wrong, because right now I do not see Pedro Pascal playing someone that can be the smartest man in the world.
Smartest man in the universe.
Right. I mean, I don't see that.
Reed Richards has a very, very distinct personality. I'm with you. Pedro Pascal, I have to see it.
Yeah, before, I want to see it to
before
it.
Before I'll say that's the right guy.
Yep.
I'll have to. Now, give me. I said the same thing about Heath Ledger and the Joker.
Right.
I mean, yeah. it was one of those
and
things.
Michael
it was
Keaton,
like
probably.
I saw Heath Ledger was the cast as the Joker. I'm like, that short little dude gonna be playing the Joker, and he's British. And are you kidding me? Right.
Yeah.
But then you know, I saw it, and I was like, ah. They nailed it.
Yeah.
Okay, they know what they were doing in the casting. Sometimes you got to trust the directors in that end, but from what I've seen from Pedro Pascal, he's kind of a one-note guy.
He's kind of a bro kind of dude.
Yeah,
you know?
He's kind of a one-note
guy.
He's
incredibly charismatic.
Exactly.
Yes.
Reed is not.
Yeah, he doesn't strike me as the Reed type.
They cast him. He's a big name, but if he's going to do the Reed that we know, instead of this is a whole new Reed.
He's going to have to nerd it up.
He's going to have to be playing against type.
Yeah.
Yep.
Reed is a wet blanket. He's kind of a stick in the mud. He's the guy who's so smart that he's not paying attention to the conversation and the actions that are going around him. He's thinking about the experiment that he's got going on over here and then the one that he's going to do after that. He's not really worried about this threat that's right in front of him or this conversation he's having with Ben right now or Sue. I don't know that Pedro Pascal is not a fantastic guy. I know he's a fantastic movie star.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference between a movie star and an actor.
Yeah.
Pedro Pascal, I've seen him in quite a few things. He's a fantastic movie star. He's wonderful at playing that Pedro Pascal type. People would say that The Mandalorian kind of goes against that type a little bit, but I mean, you're walking around in a suit, you deliver very few lines. I don't know if that really shows your ability to break type. He's really going to have to be something totally different than what he has played before if he's going to give us the kind of read. Now, he could be your stereotypical, and a lot of people who have had criticisms of the MCU from day one have said this, that they've turned all of Marvel's characters into Robert Downey's Iron Man.
And I'm one of the people that says that.
Yes, even Iron Man, previous to the Iron Man movie, was not exactly Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man.
Yeah.
He was a little bit more restrained. He wasn't the smirky, quippiest guy in the room. He was one of the smartest guys in the room, but he wasn't Robert Downey Jr. Marvel, since the success of Iron Man, and I think it works perfectly for Iron Man. I mean, obviously everybody does.
Yeah.
It's the foundation on which all of this is built on. Even though the personality of the character previous to the movie was not exactly that, it was close enough. He was always a billionaire playboy. He was always a super genius. The fact that you made him quippy is fine. He was always an alcoholic. Like other people have said, you know, you get Benedict Cumberbatch to be Doctor Strange, and now Doctor Strange is the quippy dude, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's just basically doing his Robert Downey Jr. shtick.
I mean, Thor.
Star-Lord is
Thor
quippy.
Is
Everybody is Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man. I have been fine with that. I'm willing to go along with it. I enjoy that performance and that character with a different bit of shade very much. I've enjoyed the Doctor Strange version and the Iron Man version and the Thor version, but the Reed Richards version is a step too far.
Yeah.
Because Reed is not that guy.
And I don't know that I could see Pedro Pascal being that. I'm sure he could pull it off. It's just whether or not I would want to see it that way.
I feel like he did it in Game of Thrones.
You know,
I feel like Game of Thrones, he was that guy.
Yeah. I mean, he was
kind of... Was he in Game of Thrones, or are you talking about...
Oh, no, he was in Game of Thrones.
He was the snake.
You killed her! Yeah. You murdered her children! You know, he got his head crushed by the mountain. Remember
that?
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. I feel like his Game of Thrones character was that character.
His Game of Thrones character was kind of that odd prince that was kind of like, you know, he had weird orgies and all kinds of stuff. And then, of course, he ended up being like this really awesome fighter and nobody knew it till he went up against the mountain and all this kind of stuff. And I feel like we got such a very, very brief look at that character. It would have been very interesting to see where it went, but of course, you know, that character, that was what was written in the books, so there it goes. But since then, I think that he's done a lot of things that have been, I don't want to say they've been like really one note, but they've been very, very much, very similar. Not just similar in tone, not just similar in story. I feel like he's capable of more. When I look at him, I don't see Reed Richards. That's the other thing. I mean, I feel like he's a little too dreamboat for Reed Richards for
too
me.
Too attractive.
Yeah, I hope this doesn't get weird. But I'm telling you that Reed Richards is not the guy that all the ladies are chasing. And yeah. I have a feeling that Pedro Pascal, all of the interns that work for him would just be like, oh, you know. So yeah. I'm just kind of wondering how they're going to pull this off to make him into Reed. But once again, I've been wrong before. Robert Downey Jr., I was one of those, I was just like, I gotta see it. And I saw it and I was like, nailed it. Perfect. Heath Ledger, nailed it. But then there are times you see a casting and you're like, I don't know how that'll work, and then it doesn't.
Jesse Eisenberg, Lex Luthor comes to mind.
That's the perfect, I mean, Jesse Eisenberg, I respect a lot of what he's done. But,
sure, but he was a terrible Lex Luthor.
But the crazy Asperger syndrome Lex Luthor or whatever that was supposed to be just did not land with me. I have a feeling that they are going to be able to put something together that will make us say, that's an interesting take on Reed, but it will be an acceptable take on Reed.
Only time will tell. And I do think that Marvel has learned from their previous mistakes. I'm the forever optimistic guy, always, right? So I think that Marvel and Iger are finally at a point, and Feige, are finally at a point where they're like, okay, we really screwed up over the past couple years. Bob Chapek was partially due to a lot of those screw-ups. He wanted them to push out as much content as possible on Disney+. Let's get everything out there. Let's throw out Moon Knight. Let's throw out Ms. Marvel. Let's throw out any character you guys can come up with a show about. She-Hulk, let's do it. Finally, now they're at a point where they've realized their mistakes. Feige is restored back to full power. He went into the Daredevil Born Again show and said, this is crap. Are you kidding me? There were 6, 7, 8 episodes in, and he scrapped the whole entire show and started from scratch. And we see now already set photos of John Bernthal coming back as the Punisher.
I love that.
You know, Foggy's back. And I don't think that, or I'm sorry, Foggy I think was always there, but Karen Page is back now.
Mm-hmm.
So all the characters cared about are back in that Daredevil series, and they've quietly canceled a few projects, mm-hmm. a few films. Armor Wars, have we heard anything about that lately? Mm-hmm. No. As far as Captain America 4 goes, Captain America 4 was going to be coming out this year. Mm-hmm. They postponed that a whole entire year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that they have finally learned from their mistakes, and they're trying to tighten things up and get things back to the way they used to be. With this Pedro Pascal casting decision, the optimist in me can only hope that this is also falling in the line with everything else that they've supposedly been doing.
What made the MCU very, very interesting to me from phase one was that instead of trying to find big name actors, they tried to find the embodiment of the character. That's how they got Chris Hemsworth. Right. That's how they got with Chris Evans. That's how they ended up with a lot of these guys. You know, the Black Widow. They ended up with Scarlett Johansson.
One could argue that they did that with Ms. Marvel.
Yeah, they really did a good job. They really did a good job initially of finding the embodiment of the character, not really looking for the big name actor.
Yeah.
And were some of them big name actors? Obviously. But they became big. A lot of them became bigger names because they nailed these roles and because they were in the embodiment of these roles. I feel like lately they are kind of looking for the bigger name. And I think that that's something that might not work out. What ends up happening when you get the bigger name, there's two things. First and foremost, bigger actors, they're busier. It's harder to get them to do more projects. And then the second thing is, if it doesn't go as well as they want, then they just say, I'm done.
Well, Moon Knight.
Yeah, Oscar Isaac. That's the one I was thinking of.
If I feel like it, I'll do some more. Yeah. Or if I don't feel like it,
and, well, and let's just face it. I mean, Oscar Isaac was Apocalypse, and he was just like, you know, he was the big name for Apocalypse. And then what happened? He was just like, that didn't go well. I'm not going to do that anymore. That's kind of exactly what can happen when you pick a big name actor in a role. People watched it because of him.
Not if they sign those contracts, though. If they sign those big, long Disney contracts, they have to show up.
Well, and the big name, no matter how good a job they do, no matter how far against type they play, when you go to a movie, it was like when Richard Donner was casting Superman. He did not want a known actor to be Superman. Because
when you
see Superman and Richard Donner's Superman, he didn't want you to see Clint Eastwood or Charlton Heston.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
He wanted you to see Superman.
Yeah.
And now we think of it, that's Christopher Reeve playing Superman. But at in 1978, yeah. Nobody knew who Christopher Reeve was. You're just like, oh, that's Superman. When you have a known quantity, the audience brings their experience and impression and idea of that performer to the movie, to the experience. So it doesn't matter. Pedro Pascal can't just do it well. He has to do it so well.
That they forget who he is.
That we forget who he is.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, he is Pedro Pascal.
That's right.
Playing Reed Richards.
That's right.
Just like, I love Batman 89.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say The Batman.
No, I hate The Batman.
You've never seen it.
No. I know enough.
That's a perfect example of a big name
right.
casting.
Right.
Was
Batman 89.
Was Pattinson. He was a perfect example.
Batman, I love it. But here's one thing. I was 10 years old. My Jack Nicholson experience was not oceans deep.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You probably hadn't seen The Shining at that point.
I had not seen The Shining at 10 years old. I knew who Jack Nicholson was, but mostly just like a pop culture way.
Exactly.
People make jokes about Jack Nicholson. So Jack Nicholson is doing Jack Nicholson shtick as the Joker.
Yeah.
It's great because he kind of is insane and it all fits. He's not going to separate himself from who he is at that point.
That's right.
To play that role, especially since that role is so close to his persona.
Mm-hmm.
So you're never not aware that that's Jack Nicholson. You know what I'm saying? And even though I love it because I love, even as I got older and knew more, I really like Jack Nicholson mm-hmm. and the thing that he does. Jack Nicholson, even though he is a great actor, he fits more into that movie star component than that great actor component, because Jack Nicholson does his Jack Nicholson thing in whatever he's in. It's a fantastic thing.
Yeah.
Some people are just too charismatic and too distinctive to disappear into a role, especially once they're a known quantity.
That's kind of what happened with Robert Downey. I mean, you know, Robert Downey Jr. was known for a lot of things before he became Iron Man. But now, if you ask anybody who's Robert Downey Jr., he's Iron Man.
Right.
Right.
That's what we need from Pedro Pascal if he's going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And
he needs to be committed.
In 10 years, when you ask somebody, who is Pedro Pascal, are they going to say, oh, he's that guy that had his head squashed in Game of Thrones, or, oh, he's the Mandalorian? No, no, no. Pedro Pascal, that's Mr. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
That's Reed Richards. Honestly, because of how big he is and because of the size of the projects that he does, I just don't know if that's possible.
It's going to be difficult.
Downey was a well-known quantity. People knew who he was. But he was coming off a long road of
absence.
Yeah. And the other thing was the way they decided to portray Iron Man fit exceptionally well into his default setting.
Yeah.
Fast-talking, quippy, witty. Like, even if you watch him in the 80s,
mm-hmm.
he was that guy. I watched Oppenheimer. He can disappear into a role. The good thing about Iron Man is he could be Iron Man while doing his Robert Downey Jr. thing. He was doing his default setting on 10, and it fit perfectly with what we mm-hmm. wanted the character to be. Really, Iron Man is Howard Hughes, transported to the 60s, and then again, they transported him even further for the MCU. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so maybe Howard Hughes wasn't that quippy and witty and whatever, but it fits well enough because he was a charismatic playboy who dated actresses and made movies. And,
mm-hmm.
and so it fit. What we know Pedro to be does not fit.
That's
he can't do his Pedro thing and that be Reed Richards.
Mm-hmm. Another person that has just come back into acting recently that I think when you talk about disappearing into roles and kind of stepping away from what they had been known for, I think of Brendan Fraser. And I think of a lot of the stuff that he's done recently, Killers of the Flower Moon and
the whale
and all that kind of stuff. It's all completely different from the Brendan Fraser, the campy humor stuff that we saw in the 90s. That was a very one-note thing. He could go and be Brendan Fraser and everybody knew he would hit that comedy role out of the park, but the one thing that we've been introduced to lately is he can commit to a role in a completely different way. Sometimes people are like, was that Brendan Fraser? Is that who that was in that role?
But once again, pay the Pedro Pascal money?
That's the problem.
And put the Pascal name on your poster.
It's a big risk.
But do you do that because as a studio, you want him to disappear into the role, Or do you pay the Pedro Pascal money and put his name on your poster?
For the star power.
Because you're going to change the role to be who he is. Maybe he wants to disappear in the role and become the kind of Reed Richards we want, but maybe the studio's like, no, we paid you to be Pedro Pascal, but do your Pedro Pascal thing.
We all might have an idea in our mind of what Reed Richards is, and there could be a screen Reed Richards that I think we all would be like, I never would have gone that direction, but it's perfect. I think they're trying to find something like that, but I don't know how, with what I've seen from Pedro Pascal, they're going to come up with it. That's the main thing I'm struggling with. The genre of actor that he is just does not appear to fit any level of Reed Richards that I would find acceptable, and that's the problem. Once again, I've been wrong before. I'll be happy to be wrong again. Yeah. He's a great actor. I think he's capable of it. It's just whether or not the writers, the producers, everybody is going to give it to him.
Well, they want him to do it.
That's it.
Well, only time will tell, guys. We will see if Pedro Pascal can actually pull off Reed Richards or not. Make sure you let us know in the comments what you think. Do you think that Pedro Pascal can be Reed Richards?